Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, among other things, Meghan Markle sells jam through her company As Ever. It wasn't known how well the jam was doing until a website glitch revealed sales in excess of 1 million jars. Presumably Meghan isn't in the kitchen mixing it up all herself, but if you fancy saving yourself $12, that's what she charges, how easy or difficult is it? Doreena Allen from Ballymaloe Cookery School certainly knows. Good afternoon, Doreena.
Good afternoon. Good.
So is jam easy?
Well, some jams are super easy. I mean, raspberry jam, for example, is a great one to start on, and you can even make it with frozen raspberries this time of the year. And it's from start to finish into the jars in about 6 minutes.
Oh my God, really?
I know. How about that?
Yeah.
Something you make yourself will taste 100 times fresher and more delicious than anything you buy.
And so before it goes in the jar, what do you have to do with it? If it's, you know, a bog standard raspberry jam or a strawberry jam.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's good to make it in smallish quantities because then it'll be perfect. So about, say, take £2 of, I mean, old money, of raspberries. They could be fresh or frozen raspberries, and about 1¾ pounds of sugar, just ordinary granulated sugar. Put the sugar, weigh the sugar first and pop that into an oven so it's warming up. And then put the raspberries into a sort of whitish saucepan on a good high heat, and then they'll break down and bubble up. And as soon as they're sort of boiling, it takes about a minute or so. Then add in the hot sugar into it. And the reason for heating the sugar is so that it'll dissolve quickly into the raspberries. Then it'll come back to the boil. Boil it for about 5 minutes, 6 minutes if they're frozen. And then test it for a set. Just give it a little stir every now and then. You could reduce the heat to medium when it's cooking. And put it a little bit out on a cold saucer. And after the 5-6 minutes, press it with your index finger. And if it wrinkles even a tiny bit, then it's definitely going to set. And so that will give you a lovely, nice, softish set, which is delicious. So there you are. That's all there is. And then pour it into good, clean, sterilised jars. It could be recycled jars, and just cover it right away.
Okay. And you just have to, do you have to leave it in the jar for any period of time, or is it ready to go?
No, cover it. Actually, it's best as soon as you pour it into the jar to cover it right away. It'll shrink a tiny bit in the jar, so fill the jar up to the sort of shoulder. And then just put the lid on, that's it. And then eat it, you know. People often say, well, how long will it keep? Well, it'll keep. Mum used to make jam. Of course, it was a way of preserving the fruit in the middle of the summer, in the middle of the soft fruit season years ago. And you needed to preserve it before electricity. So it will keep for a year, but it gradually gets less and less, you know, good. So you're best to eat it up within a couple of months, but it'll be so delicious you won't be able to resist it.
Is what you've described there, is that basically the method of making jam with any fruit, or can it be more complicated depending on the fruit?
Well, it depends on the fruits. All of those raspberries, loganberries, tayberries, boysenberries, any of those are all made just like that. But then things like gooseberries or currants and things, you need to pop them on first and cook them in a little water until they burst, and then you add the hot sugar to it. So that they take a little bit longer, but not very much longer. You mean maybe inside 10 minutes anyway. And then marmalade takes quite a lot longer. This is the marmalade season at the moment now.
Oh.
So that takes a little longer. You slice the peel, and then you need to cook the peel until it's really soft before you add the sugar. Because if you add the sugar, which is the preservative, of course, before the peel is really soft, the sugar has a hardening effect on it. And it doesn't matter how much boiling you do, it won't soften it. But anyway, this is the Seville orange season. I've just come back actually from Seville, and all along the streets in Seville, of course, there are those orange marmalade orange trees, and the Spaniards don't like marmalade. They're very amused by our love of marmalade. So anyway, but then if people like to have marmalade all year round, basically they can just throw some into the freezer and then take them out. And there's another recipe for whole fruit marmalade.
Okay,
anyway, you're talking jam.
Yes, and all of that though is it kind of crucial how much you're not using too much sugar or not using too little sugar?
Oh, yeah, it is. Basically, years ago, we used to always, for the raspberry jam, we would do equal quantities of raspberries and sugar. But now we do about three quarters sugar to thing. Because I don't know whether you realise this, sugar is actually more intensely sweet now than it used to be when we were on sugarcane, on sugar beet sugar. And now a lot of the sugar is sugarcane sugar. And actually, there's one other thing about sugar. A lot of people reckon that they can't make jam unless they use jam sugar, which has added pectin in it. But if your fruit is good, then you really don't need the sugar with the added pectin. It makes a jam that's much more like a commercial jam that you kind of cut with the spoon. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so basically, just the ordinary, granulated sugar is perfectly good.
Yeah. Okay. Now, and the stuff that Meghan Markle's making, or a factory Meghan Markle's hiring is making, more to the point, is mostly for the American market, and they call it jelly. What do you think of that? It's a bit gack, I always thought.
You know, it's interesting. I was looking now, I haven't got it in front of me at the moment, but it's not called, on her label, it's not called jam. And it certainly looks as though it's got a sort of slightly gloopy jelly-like texture from the photograph. So I'm not sure. No, well, I mean, probably delicious, but basically it doesn't seem, it looks as though there might be something added to thicken it. I'm not sure. I'm only looking at the photograph. But certainly she's doing well on it, isn't she?
Isn't she just?
It's good. Good.
Yeah.
And it's, but it is nice to remind people how easy it is to make jam yourself. And if I'll send you some recipes there, and you can put them up on your website. And if anybody has any questions about jam or queries about making jam, I'm absolutely delighted to. They can ring me and I'll help them with it. Yeah.
Dorina, Happy New Year to you. Thanks very much for talking to us today. That's Dorina Allen there from Ballymaloe Cookery School.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.